Shalom Aleichem. Mishnayos continues for the second of Cheshvan, and we are in chapter 2 of Chagiga, Mishnah 2. Base. We had a little bit of a, we call it a detour about different categories of Torah and learning and teaching certain sensitive subjects, including some Kabbalistic mystical concepts. And now we're back to Chagiga, or one approach to Chagiga. Yossi ben Yoezer Omer Shalom Lismoch. Yossi, the son of Yoezer, says, we do not do smicha on our carbon on Yom Tov. So if someone's bringing a chagiga on Yom Tov, he would not lean his hands upon the animal, the act of smicha, on Yom Tov itself, because there's a rabbinical prohibition from using an animal, such as riding on an animal, leaning on an animal on the holiday, as we actually mentioned back in Masechet Beitza. Yossi ben Yochanan Omer Lismuch. But Yossi ben Yochanan says, we do lean our hands on the animal that we're offering as an individual offering, whether it's the Olat Ria or the Shalmei Chagiga, on Yom Tov. Now, the second Yossi holds, something we mentioned in Beitza, he holds there's a requirement of tekef l'smicha shechita, that the leaning on the animal must be done immediately before the ritual slaughter and offering up of the animal. Whereas the first opinion would hold, you could actually do the smicha well in advance. You could do the smicha erev Yom Tov when it's still allowed to ride on and lean on your animals. So it wouldn't be a problem to do it in advance and then do the shechita and the ritual offering the next day. Now for the opinion that holds we do the smicha, the leaning on Yom Tov itself, they held that smicha must be right before the shechita, and that's an intrinsic part of the ritual. It's not an add-on, it's not a bonus, it's something that must be done right before the offering is actually offered up, and therefore it is doche, the rabbinical prohibition of leaning on an animal in Yom Tov is pushed aside, by the need to do the smicha right before the shechita. So Mishnah continues by explaining this was an ongoing argument across generations of our sages. Yehoshua ben Prachya Omer Shalom Lismoch. He held you don't do the leaning on Yom Tov. Nitzei Arbeli Omer Lismoch. But his partner in study said we do. In the next generation also, Yehuda ben Tabai Omer Shalom Lismoch. He held you don't. Shimon ben Shetach Omer Lismoch. He said we do the smicha. And now we get to a familiar name, Shemaya Omer Lismoch. The famous Shemaya said we do lean on Yom Tov, on the animal that's offered. Avtalion Omer Shalom Lismoch. But Avtalion, his study partner, and we'll see these were the leading sages of the generation who had this critical argument. And the next generation, Hillel u'Menachem lo nechleku. Hillel and Menachem, who is his partner, didn't disagree. Now the partner explains, actually we don't know if they would have disagreed, because before Menachem stated his opinion, maybe they were both appointed well before the festival, and by the time the festival arrived, Menachem had moved on. Apparently he joined the government, he joined the cabinet or the coalition or something like this, and he wasn't available to be in the yeshiva. As the Mishnah goes on here, Yotza Menachem went off to apparently go into politics. Nichnas Shammai, and Shammai joined the yeshiva to be the partner of Hillel. And Shammai Omer Shalom Lismoch, Hillel Omer Lismoch. And again, in this generation, the argument continued. This was the first ongoing, multi-generational, you know, fierce debate among the sages of Am Yisrael. And the mission explains why the ordering of these pairs, Harishonim Hayu Nisim. The first name mentioned in the pair was the Nasi, literally the president, the head of the yeshiva, or the head of the Sanhedrin, Ushniyim Lahem Avot Beitin. And the second one in the name is the father of the court. And that's, in a way, that's the deputy or the vice president. But you understand, these two names mentioned in each generation are the leading sages of that generation. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel, which is very related. Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai adds, Mevin Shlamin, Vein Somchin Alehim. You can bring a carbon shlamim, such as the Shalmei Chagiga, on Yom Tov, and we don't do the smicha, as we just said in Mishnah Bet. Aval lo olot, but the ola re'ia, that the offering we mentioned back in the first chapter, that everyone coming up to the festival brings an ola, which is burnt on the mizbeach, on the altar, and the shlamim, which is eaten by the owners and their guests and their family, and parts to go to the kohanim as well. So here Beit Shammai's opinion is based on something we mentioned in Beitza about Ochel Nefesh, that on Yom Tov you can do a malacha that's needed for Ochel Nefesh, that human beings are eating of it. And a shlamim, where the owner is eating, the family's eating, the kohanim are eating, so you can go ahead and do that on Yom Tov just without the smicha. You do that erev Yom Tov. But the ola, nobody actually eats it. The mizbeach consumes it, so you would have to bring that the next day, not on the first day of Yom Tov. Now the Mishnah concludes, Beit Hillel, or maybe Beit Hillel disagrees, they say, Mevim shlamim ve'olot. You can bring not only the shlamim, which is going to be eaten, which is ochel nefesh, you could also bring the carbon ola on Yom Tov itself, because it's a chova, it's a requirement of the Yom Tov to bring this ola tri'ya. V'somchin aleihem. And Beit Hillel says, as we mentioned in the last Mishnah, you do the smicha right before the shechita, and therefore it pushes aside the restriction of leaning on an animal on Yom Tov. Yashar kochachem, be well, and besorot tovot for Am Yisrael.